Giselle James Shorter to please come forward and speak to us, give witness from her heart about the importance of St. Cuthbert, our church, and her place in it. Let's give her a hand, because this takes a lot of faith to come up here. It's not always as easy as it looks, but gracious God, be with Giselle and speak your Holy Spirit through her into our hearts. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Today I'm here to talk with you about pledging. But I'm first going to talk with you about why St. Cuthbert is so important to me personally. I've been a part of this St. Cuthbert family since December of 2001. Here I've developed caring relationships and genuine friendships. My closest friendships here were born out of small group. How many people here remember when we had small group? Only five of us from my group are still here at St. Cuthbert. And as I mentioned small group, let us pause to remember Dave and Janice Ireland this morning. They're both low in spirit. Janice's brother, David Smith, went home to be with his Lord on Friday. They're having a memorial service today. Remember them in your prayers. I'm not certain how many of you know or remember that I worked at the Enron Corporation when it filed bankruptcy back in December of 2001. It was a very tough time for me emotionally. Having come from the Caribbean, where up to a few years ago, employees worked for the same employer from day one to retirement, Enron was the organization from which I envisaged I would retire from. In February of 2009, my then employer, Stanford Financial Group, was taken over by receivers as a result of atrocities with the SEC and behind the accusation of operating a Ponzi scheme. More than embarrassing to have to be walked out of your building and everyone seeing you on the news, it was tough for me because this livelihood was worse than in the Enron case. I am yet to receive a large sum of money owed to me, but God has provided. As a result of this job loss, I have had to utilize funds which were being saved for retirement long before retirement. I mention these situations to highlight the fact that through it all, God has been faithful to his promise to provide. Through the generosity of caring friends here at St. Cuthbert, some from among my small group, I have been able to weather several financial storms. There are others in the congregation who, without my even having to ask, reach out and gave generously to both Jeriel and myself. I have never approached our church for assistance, but on more than one occasion, I have received funds and was told that it was from the priest's discretionary fund. Praise the Lord that through our pledges, we even have a discretionary fund here at St. Cuthbert. There are those who have prayed with me and for me. Those who telephoned me from time to time to check into my well-being. Just about two or so weeks ago, I got a lovely card in the mail from Gail of Prayer Garden fame. It was touching. During the first few weeks following the Stanford job loss, a couple here at St. Cuthbert invited me to be their guest at the rodeo. They had no knowledge that I was depressed. But our Heavenly Father placed it on their hearts to call and invite me. They picked me up. We went to the rodeo. I enjoyed the show that night. But more than anything, that outing energized me to push harder at my job search. And although it took a year for me to find new employment, that was where it started, thanks to that couple. These are the same friends who are responsible for me being here at St. Cuthbert. They invited me to come one Sunday. I've been here ever since. I refer to that as divine providence, and I thank them every day for it. There are some of you who constantly provide me with a warm hug and a handshake as we see each other on Sundays, before or after the worship service, but especially so during the sharing of God's peace. It is always a special treat for me to participate and watch others as week after week we engage in a grand celebration as we share the peace with each other. I have not seen such a welcoming spectacle at any other church I've attended. Have you? It's as if it's confusion to some people, but for us in our hearts, we're so glad to see each other and share God's peace. Here at St. Cuthbert, I have enjoyed opportunities to serve. When we were at the old church at Willow River, I used to serve in the nursery. Here, I also served as receptionist from time to time in transition between jobs. In the prayer garden, as a lector, greeter, at Lord of the Streets, and most recently, serving as a member of our St. Cuthbert choir. Hey, talking about the choir. I have always enjoyed a warm hug from Bill Etter. And a few weeks ago, I said to him, Bill, guess what? I now get two hugs per week from you, on Sundays at church and on Wednesdays at choir practice. Now, without missing a beat, Bill replied, I know there was a reason you joined the choir. Here at St. Cuthbert, I even get to enjoy good humor. St. Cuthbert, a place where I find comfort, where I feel loved, where I get support from others, where I have the opportunity to share the gifts with which God has blessed me, my time, my talents, and my treasure. It is for all these reasons that St. Cuthbert is important to me personally. What is pledging? Each of us has the opportunity again this year to renew our commitment to each other and to the mission of St. Cuthbert by making a financial commitment, a pledge, which is a solemn promise, a commitment made after deliberate and prayerful consideration to contribute a specific amount of money to our St. Cuthbert Church. Everything we do here, our pledges fund 100% of it. Our St. Cuthbert budget, 100% of it is funded by our pledges. Now, why is making an annual pledge so important to the church? Just as in our individual families, we have financial obligations, and we rely on our household incomes to take care of these obligations. In the same way, St. Cuthbert relies on our pledges to fulfill its financial obligations and to support the various ministries for the coming year. Our annual pledges support what we do here at St. Cuthbert and beyond our doors. Our yearly budget is driven by the generosity of our annual pledge. Each and every pledge makes a difference and works toward the building of our faith community. When we pledge, our church becomes aware of what funding to expect and can therefore plan to take care of our expenses and support outreach efforts. We do not only pledge here to help others. We also pledge as there's always the possibility that we ourselves could be in need of help. Depending on the dynamics that are playing out, more money is needed at some times more than at other times. Do you recall the devastation of Hurricane Harvey? Not only were we able to assist members of our own St. Cuthbert family, but we were able to support Cypress Assistance Ministries by giving our time and resources to assist others in the community. Several of us here from St. Cuthbert came and prepared meals and went to various places to distribute them. Apart from paying, or besides paying for the financial sustenance of the church, our mortgage, salaries, the lights, water, our pledges also support several outreach ministries. Lord of the Streets, we refer to that as LOTS. 6 times a year, a team of us from St. Cuthbert travel downtown to Trinity Episcopal. And while there, we serve breakfast, and we also prepare and distribute lunch bags for at least 200 homeless people in downtown Houston. A number of you would contribute when we're about to go to serve at Trinity, and you'd contribute at the table so that we could use your funds to purchase some of the items, Vienna sausage, water, juice, and other items which we put in those lunch bags. We thank you for paying a part in that. We look at Rise Against Hunger. Right after this service, we're going to be helping with that. It's one of the outreach programs that our pledges support. We're going to prepare over 5,000 meal packets after this service, and we've been doing this for several years. iFest. Let me see how many people, show of hands of how many people were here yesterday. That was wonderful. But wasn't it wonderful to mix and mingle and to share as we went about? Not only did we taste the meals from other countries, but we stopped to talk, to share. Sometimes we don't get that opportunity on a Sunday. But when we watched as people from the community came in and felt so comfortable around us, the comments they made, the various times the same people came back to your stall to try things and to give us that opportunity for conversation and to share God's love. Wasn't it just wonderful? Cypress Assistance Ministries for food pantry and financial support. How many people know that St. Cuthbert gives money to that organization? And so it's not only helping those in here and those around Copperfield, it's helping Cypress, which is a large area, and we are contributing towards that. Our funds go towards that. Overall, the goal is to extend our outreach effort through our pledges so that we can do more in the community and in the world. Now I come to my final piece. Why, or what are my reasons for supporting the power of gratitude? In addition to real estate, our God has blessed me with a new job opportunity. Again, God has made this possible through my supportive friend here at St. Cuthbert. For several months, I struggled with various possible negatives which could deter me from obtaining another role. One day, God placed it on my heart to call my friend. I explained to her that I needed a purpose. Real estate has been slow, and I need to have a reliable source of income. I need to know where funds would be coming from every 2 weeks to enable me to contribute tangibly towards supporting our household budget. Within a few days, not only did she recommend me for a job, the employer contacted me, an interview was arranged, and today I am enjoying employment close to my home. Praise the Lord. God has used this friendship developed here at St. Cuthbert as a conduit to provide me with a rewarding purpose. Thank you. This is the first time in years that I've felt energetic towards everything. At home, I've gained a new name and I'm being referred to as the Energizer Bunny. I have been humbled. God has got my attention, finally. He has removed my stubborn will. I doubted so much you would not imagine. He has finally brought me to where I understand that all I need do is rely on him. Do not be anxious for anything. He requests that I simply trust him. He says, I will provide for you. Our dependence on God, like a branch's dependence on the vine, is the necessary connection with him to guarantee a fruitful life. What sort of fruit does God want from us? We know that above all else, he desires that we should love him with all our heart and with all our soul and with all our mind. Whenever we need to be reminded, just go to Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 5. God is faithful to his promises, and I am embracing Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. I cannot say it enough. God has blessed me tremendously. To show my gratitude, I am supporting this campaign generously. I made a pledge several months ago when I first landed this job. I asked God to bless Christy Albeck's company abundantly and then bless my finances so that each pay cycle I will contribute towards supporting his mission here at St. Cuthbert. I started contributing again back in August and pledge to continue throughout 2020. It bothered me a great deal that I did not feel comfortable pledging because my income had become sporadic, uncertain. Especially as I had pledged and followed through faithfully since 2007 when we commenced construction of this church building. Yes, I give in the plate offering, but I was concerned that I needed to be able to pledge so that St. Cuthbert could plan its program knowing that my funds could be relied upon. Loose funds collected each week do help to support the ongoing life of the parish, but I reiterate, pledges are important. They allow us to plan responsibly and to establish a parish budget for the coming year. Remember, a pledge can be adjusted up or down during the year if our circumstances change. In Luke 12, 31, 32, translated from the Living Bible, we are taught that when we make God's promises our number one priority, he will give us all we need. For it gives our Father great happiness to give us the benefits of the kingdom. St. Cuthbert, a place where we find comfort, where we get returns, where we see people building people, people supporting each other. Making a financial pledge is more than generosity. It is a reflection of our gratitude of God's abundant grace in our lives. As God has blessed us, may we show our gratitude and seek his direction as we prayerfully and deliberately consider our pledges. Sunday, November 17, is Gratitude Sunday here at St. Cuthbert. I encourage us all, let's pledge.